What is up, and welcome back to another episode of the Girl Gains Podcast. I'm Amber P, and I unfortunately do not have my co-host with me, Alexis Adams, so y'all gonna get just me today, another solo dolo episode. We gonna make it do what it do. Before anyone starts to wonder or worry or speculate, Alexis is fine. In fact, Alexis is doing amazing. My homie is booked in busy right now, okay? She has been getting a lot of really cool opportunities that are fantastic. She has worked so hard on her bodybuilding career to make these things happen. So with that means a little bit more travel. She's just, you know, she's working. She's out here doing things. However, we will be back next week with the episode together. Just wanted to let y'all know she's good. Everything is fine. We are fine. Girl's just out there working, doing her thing. I'm very proud of her. So for today, it's just me. This is actually a topic that I came up with last night. I was talking to Jay about some things and I was listening to her and it dawned on me, you know, bodybuilding can be boring. I don't feel like this is anything that's ever really touched on or talked about. At least I know for a fact I haven't heard anything about it. I've heard it can be lonely or it can be selfish, but I'm gonna keep it a buck. Bodybuilding can be very boring sometimes. This is a harsh truth. We're like robots. We're doing a lot of the same things, you know? You're prepping your food, you're training, you're eating, you're sleeping, repeat. That's essentially what we do. That's what our weeks look like, and that is a huge part of the sport. I remember I got into a debate with my husband one time because I was just telling him how bodybuilding is by far the hardest sport. And so he comes from a football background. He played football in high school and in college. And so in his mind, he's like, absolutely not. Football's the hardest, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you're looking at it from just a physicality way, which I understand. But the thing about bodybuilding is, we are 24/7 around the clock. So here's how I look at it. When we go into the gym, that's our practice, right? Practice lasts hour, hour and a half, and that's it. That's the easy part of bodybuilding. The hard part is constantly being mindful of what's going in your mouth 24/7. With other sports, you go to practice, you leave, that's it, right? But for us, we have to be on top of our nutrition at all times, which can, you know, sometimes impede in personal life, family life, whatever the case may be. So it makes it very difficult from that aspect. However, that is a huge part of it. And just that constant monotony, prepping food, got to eat this way, got to train at this time. Like it can get boring. It can get boring. Some people think that the plan, whatever the plan is that their coach gives them, has to constantly be changing. And I'm gonna tell you this, more times than not, that ain't the case, babes. That's not at all how bodybuilding goes. Some people think that they have to have a new training program every 6 weeks, every 8 weeks. And I have been lifting and training for bodybuilding for 5 years. And I can tell you, there has never been a time that I have, first of all, ever been bored in the gym. And secondly, I have not mastered every single exercise, every single lift perfectly. Just no. I know I have not. So there's always something to work on. But here's the thing. You really need to understand that. Focus on that program. Stop worrying about, oh, well, it needs to change. No, because I guarantee you, you're not executing it 100%. You're not executing it the way that you think you are executing it. Because let's keep it a buck. I have some days where I go in the gym and I'm just going through the motions. I'm just going through the motions to check the box and say I did it and keep it pushing. But were you really in it that day? Was your mind-muscle connection on point? Did you really give it your all? How was your intensity? How was your tempo? Did you really truly push yourself? 9 times out of 10, I guarantee something within the area, whether it be form, whatever the case may be, something was lacking. So I'm here to tell you, if you think that your plan should be constantly changing around the clock, that ain't at all how this works. I have the mindset of now, especially since I've been training for so long, I know my body. And the thing is, with training, especially when you first get into it, most of you are built, what I like to say, are building a house from the ground up. You need to put muscle on everywhere, right? So that's hitting all the body parts. You're doing your cliche, true bodybuilding. Then once you get some muscle on, then you start really focusing on the areas and development that you need for your category. So if you're bikini, wellness, figure, and so on, you know, you're going to be training a very specific way. But I guarantee, I am willing to bet that within that first year of you just building the house, you don't know your body like that, because there's levels to this, right? First, you're building the house. Then you transition into, okay, now I need to train and bring this specific body part up. Or maybe it's a situation where you got to bring something down. Then you get to this place where you start learning your body. I truly did not really learn my body 100% until last season. That was when I was in tune with my body. I know my body. I know what works. I understand mind muscle connection, tempo, intensity. I know how to train around my glitches and my injuries. So when you have that understanding, that is when things can really start to get fun with your training, just simply because you know what works. And also when you know that, you can kind of bend and break the rules. Like if you have ever watched me squat, it is probably the biggest eyesore. My body mechanics, absolutely not. My form, trash. However, I'm squatting in a way because I'm training around some injuries, and I am squatting in a way to make sure that my body is personally feeling it. So that's why I've never been a form police. I'm like, yo, if they're doing it that way, they're not injuring themselves, they're getting results, and it's working for them, then hey, by all means. Now, of course, you know, there are some rules and standards, X, Y, and Z, but for the most part, you know, take the time out to learn your body, because there is always something new that you can be learning. My training, I don't really like sharing it online that much because my training is boring. I do the same things. I do the same things because I know these things work. Of course, you know, I will throw in extra things with, you know, my coach's programming, whatever the case may be. But for the most part, I'm doing me. I know what works. I'm not bored. And I understand when you're training for a specific division and you need to look a certain way, that's just what it is, you know? Now, if you get to a point where you're just kind of like, this is so boring to me, I don't like it anymore, and you're not enjoying it at all, and you're kind of like, screw this, I don't want to compete, that's a different conversation. But if you are at this place of training where you're just feeling bored, or you want things to constantly be changing, you need to truly understand that, hey, we're training to look a specific way for the stage. You're not training for your specific wants and needs at that point, all right? And then, of course, growing takes time. Growing takes time. One more time for the people in the back. Growing takes time. You got to be patient. I see it time and time again. A lot of the issues out here is y'all are just trying to crawl. Y'all trying to sprint before you can even crawl. It's like, hold on, you just got here. Why are you expecting to look like Jennifer Dory or Francielli or Sid? And you just got here. You literally just got here. Take your time. Be patient. It's not going to happen overnight, and that's okay. Nobody, look at the greats. None of the greats got here overnight. It was over time that they arrived to where they are. And then also, this is something that I, you know, realized. It's normal to go through a funk. Like I said, I've been at it for 5 years now. The beginning of the year where I was definitely in a funk. Just around life, and I was in a funk around bodybuilding, and I honestly didn't know if I was going to compete again or even if I wanted to compete again. But of course, you know, I had to do some soul searching and ask myself some questions and figure out what it is. And what I realized was I do love competing. I want to compete. I love prep. It's just right now life is lifing, so therefore my priorities have had to shift. And then also that off-season phase, sometimes when you're just doing the same thing over and over and over and over, things don't really change that much in off-season, y'all. I'm gonna keep it a buck. Once you get to like your caloric threshold, not much is changing. You just out there eating your food at the same calories, going to the gym, rinse and repeat. And then a big part of this too, personally, and again, this is just for me talking to a lot of people, just paying attention. I think sometimes things tend to get boring for some people, or if the results aren't showing as fast as they would like, they think that it's time to switch coaches. Now, here's the thing. There is a time and place. There are very specific and certain situations where it might very well be time to change your coach. But you have to ask yourself, if your coach has gotten you to a specific point, if you like their coaching style, if you know results and things are happening, do you really need to change your coach? Because when you've been with someone for a while and they know your body, they've learned it, they got your body on lock. My God, that is half the battle. I don't think some people realize that when you are switching coaches, it's going to take them some time to figure you out and learn your body. It doesn't matter how long you've been competing. It doesn't matter, essentially what your old coach did, because this coach does not know you. They don't know your body. So understand that that's a learning curve and it's going to take some time because now, especially if you have been competing for some time, you know your body. So you have to give them the feedback, but you also have to be open-minded and understand that I have to give this person the chance to learn my body. And if you're hiring them, you're trusting their abilities. So you have to ask yourself, okay, do I really need to change coaches here? Is there truly something wrong? Or am I just bored? I feel 9 times out of 10, majority of people are just bored and understand that the grass ain't always greener. Yes, it's exciting. It's because it's new, right? It's something new. I have a new coach, new pro. Everything has changed. And essentially, I think that's what a lot of people are seeking. Just they want something new. They want to change something. And so they get a new coach, everything's changed, it's good, it's good, it's good. But eventually that newness is going to wear off, and you're gonna wind up right back in the same spot that you were. So now, how to spice things up if you're in a funk, if you're bored, if you're just kind of like, meh, I'm over it. Couple of things. Here's my professional advice, okay? Something easy that you can do, train at a different gym. I do this sometimes. In my area, there's this really, really cool gym called Core 24. Get a day pass, go train there. Sometimes just switching up your environment, like experiencing new equipment, just seeing different people, just a different vibe, that can be very helpful and very beneficial. I did that at the beginning of the year and it definitely kind of gave me like a jolt, a dopamine hit. Like, let's keep it a buck, we're bodybuilders. So obviously, we like that instant gratification. I mean, who don't like a little instant gratification? Let's be real here. But that dopamine hit of, just seeing a result or something fun or something just sparking your interest, you could try that, or you can find a gym partner. Now, with finding a gym partner, you want to find someone that has similar or the same goals, right? So, if you are a bikini bodybuilder, right? You want to find someone who is also a bikini bodybuilder or someone who is really focusing on building muscle, So, like, let's say if you're a bikini bodybuilder and you have a friend and she's like, oh no, well, I only do yoga, y'all ain't in alignment. That's not going to work. I'm not saying don't do yoga. Yes, please, because let's keep it a buck. We all should be doing yoga for posing, hello, and just for your joints and your body. But you want to make sure that, the goals are similar and you're in alignment. Another thing that you can do, this is something that I do, put yourself together a little bit, okay? Now, y'all know I am not someone that, says, oh yeah, wear a full face of makeup to the gym. Here's the thing, I love a beautiful full face of makeup to the gym. The reason why I don't recommend it is because it's hot, we're sweaty, pores, clogging, acne. That's my only reasoning. Now, do what you do. I get it. Some people, that's just part of their uniform. That's what they need to make them feel good. And who am I? Who am I to tell you what to do with your face at the end of the day? Professionally, I'm just thinking about it from a skincare standpoint. That's why I say, hey y'all, like if you're gonna do anything, try to do light foundation if you have to, a BB cream, or like what I do, if I have to go to the gym when I get off of work, I'll wipe my foundation off. I keep makeup wipes in there, but putting yourself together a little bit, giving yourself a nice cute bun, putting the headband on. What I do, I'll put my headband on, I'll put on some waterproof mascara, a little chapstick gloss, and out the door. Like those little things just kind of, give you a moment. And then, of course, wearing something cute to the gym. Like these things might sound silly. Now, if you're deep into prep, First of all, if you're deep into prep, you're not bored. This does not apply at all if you're in prep, because prep is just a miracle sometimes to just roll out of bed and get things going, right? This is for, you know, if you are in that phase where it's just deep off season and you like, yo, every day is like Groundhog's Day. So, you know, putting on a little something cute, you know, get you a cute little affordable outfit, something just to kind of excite you about going to the gym. Support is huge. Support is huge. You probably already have one. Find you a online bodybuilding buddy. Someone who, again, is like-minded, you know, has similar goals than you. Like, you guys have things in common. Like, someone can just be like, girl, listen, today is a day. Today, I'm struggling. Like, you don't need to have a whole huge circle. You just have one person that you can confide in. That really, really does help, because listen, your friends and your family, they love you, they support you, but there's nothing like having somebody that you can talk to who is literally in the trenches with you. You in the off season, experiment with new recipes, especially if you are someone who gets bored with food. I'm not someone who gets bored with food. I'm a creature of habit. I don't mind eating the same things. I have my foods that I know that I like, that I can digest. I just kind of rotate them. However, maybe you are someone who needs to experiment with different foods, like go try some different seasonings or try a different recipe. Like, you're in the off season, especially if you're deep into the off season. These are things that you should very well be able to do because you have more flexibility. So things shouldn't be crazy rigid. Next one, go to a posing seminar. I understand that not everybody is in an area where it's a bodybuilding area and there's posing seminars available. I get that 100%. However, if you are in an area that has posing seminars, just go. Just go. Get out there in the community, meet other girls, meet other bodybuilders. I mean, you can always practice your posing. Always can get better at posing. And then last but not, I got another one. Hold on. Go to a show. Man, if you are just really struggling, just feeling kind of blah, not inspired, if there's a show in your area, go to a show. I guarantee you it will give you a spark. Or maybe can you make a weekend trip out of a show? Can you and a friend, you know, just drive down to somewhere not crazy far? You know, maybe if there's something, I don't know, maybe 2 to 3 hours away from you, go to the show, make it a full girls weekend, watch the show, train, just do all the things, because that will definitely give you a boost and, you know, it'll make you feel hype again. And then last but not least, you got to remember your why. This here is the most important. Remember your why. Be mindful of your intentions, why you're competing, what's the purpose, what you're doing. And here's the thing. I think sometimes people think it has to be like this massive, big, grandiose idea. Like, y'all, we bodybuilding. We ain't saving the world, okay? We're not saving the world. We're not expecting to gain world peace through bodybuilding. God knows, I wish that were the case, but nah, that's not how it is. For instance, for me, my why is because I love it. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. It's fun to me. As psychotic as that may sound, I like having the goal. I like pushing myself. That's it. My why is because I love doing it. And right now in this moment, I can't picture not doing it right now. Like, I know there will come a time where I'm like, all right, that's enough. Hang the heels up. But for right now, in this very moment, this is where we at. We doing it. And I'm doing it because I love it. All right. It is not always roses and sunshine. There will be highs, there will be lows. However, if you can remember your why and your intentions, it will get you through. All right. So that is going to wrap up today's episode. I hope it was helpful. I hope you guys liked it. Of course, take screenshots of today's episode. I believe it's episode 122 or 123. I can't remember. Tag us, Alexis and I, and the Girl Gangs podcast. We love reposting you guys. Of course, if there's anything you want us to talk about or touch on, please send that over to the Girl Gangs podcast Instagram. Both Alexis and I have access to it, and we always check it, you know, to make sure to see if there's any questions or if you guys are sending us any messages. Also, season is kicking off, y'all. It's time. We're in it. Hit up Alexis for your posing. Like I said, a homie is booked and busy, all right? So do not wait until the last minute. I don't care if you're not getting on stage until the fall time. Start working on your posing now. I have finally started sending her over my posing. I've been dragging my behind on it, but sending her my posing, letting her look at it, giving me tips, giving me tweaks, you know, because we changing up some things this season. So definitely hit her up for posing. My stage glam schedule is up. If you would like to book with me for hair and makeup, you can go check that out. Go to my Instagram, go to my website. You can see the shows that I have available. I will be adding more shows. However, I'm just kind of taking my time with it. If you don't see your show on there, I can't be everywhere, of course. Like I said, I'll be adding more shows, so be on the lookout for that, all right? So thank you so much for listening, and we will both be back hanging out with y'all, chatting with you next week.